With protesters across the country demanding police reform, the president has made the issue of law and order one of the hallmarks of his campaign. It's an issue that's playing out in the Milwaukee, Wisconsin suburb of Wauwatosa. Protesters there demonstrated earlier this month after officials decided not to charge a police officer who fatally shot 17-year-old Alvin Cole in February outside a local mall. Those protests and others stemming from another police shooting in Kenosha this summer have become part of the campaigns in a race for the Wisconsin State Assembly. Wisconsin PBS political reporter Zachary Schultz has the story.
Yay! Two!
Democrat Robin Vining burst onto Wisconsin's political scene in 2018 when she won the traditionally Republican 14th Assembly District.
And for us, it's people matter. And that's at the core. So in 2018, we broke the record of number of doors knocked for an assembly campaign.
The 14th runs east-west and contains parts of the Milwaukee suburbs of Wauwatosa and Brookfield. Vining won the open seat by just 138 votes, and she had to appeal to all voters.
We ran a campaign last time focused on people. Democrats voted for me, independents voted for me, Republicans voted for me.
The question for Vining is whether she can keep that coalition together.
I'm running for office based on how did I do my job for those first 15 months before there was a pandemic? How have I done my job as a legislator during the pandemic?
I'm Bonnie Lee. I'm running for state assembly in this district.
Republican Bonnie Lee says she respects the work Robin Vining put in to get elected, but says she needs to be replaced.
I believe that I represent this district actually a little bit more accurately.
Lee says there is one core issue that voters in the suburbs are worried about, public safety.
Really, after about the last couple of months, this issue has come to the top. There's not a day that goes by that I don't talk with somebody who says, we are thinking of leaving, in particular Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. And that's how communities die. And we can't have that happen here.
Bonnie Lee is not the only Republican talking about this. Donald Trump spent the summer campaigning on law and order in response to the protests against police shootings that popped up around the country.
Because we're for law and order. They say, don't use that term, it's too tough. No, everybody wants law and order.
Public safety, law and order, as the president would say, is sort of going to be front and center on the ballot in November.
Andrew Hitt is chairman of the Republican Party of Wisconsin. He says the shooting of Jacob Blake in Kenosha and the subsequent protests that saw fires and a teenage vigilante kill two people were a turning point in the state.
What happened in Kenosha is very unfortunate, I think, but it did kind of refocus a little bit this race, at least for Wisconsin.
Trump has fueled the chaos and fueled the violence and cheered on a vigilante who came to Kenosha and shot two people dead.
Ben Wickler is chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin.
I think the Republicans are fooling themselves if they think that, people like the chaos that they're experiencing under Donald Trump.
Donald Trump is not running for state assembly in Wauwatosa, but his presence looms over every race down the ballot.
Got a presidential campaign going on that's pretty polarizing on both sides.
Across the country, 2018 saw suburbs that were once Republican strongholds turn blue. In Wisconsin, Robin Vining was the only Democrat to accomplish that.
The suburbs have changed dramatically.
Democrat Gordon Hintz is the assembly minority leader. He hopes to expand on Vining's win.
There are a number of districts similar to hers, sometimes even maybe perhaps with better numbers, that I think there's a roadmap. And I think we have candidates that really, reflect the model and the style that Representative Vining has demonstrated as successful.
For her part, Vining says there's no magic formula.
The formula that matters is that the community rises up and claims the seat. How that happens is going to be different in every community, right?
I'm running for state assembly in this district.
Bonnie Lee says the district didn't rise up against Republicans and people didn't change their minds. She says the 14th started voting Democratic when Democrats moved out of Milwaukee.
I certainly see that here in Wauwatosa. It used to be that if you were a city worker, you must live in the city of Milwaukee. And then that was lifted, and plenty of people moved in to Wauwatosa. Quite a few of those were educators with the teachers union.
It's not always about partisanship. People vote for people versus party. And I think, honestly, I think that's the trend.
Whether Vining has made the 14th a true swing district remains to be seen in November. But the fact is, the 14th was created to elect Republicans. Court documents from redistricting lawsuits show Republicans drew the 14th assembly lines so the voter makeup was between 57 and 59% Republican. In the years Democrats put up a challenger, the Republican received 57% and 59% of the vote. But in 2018, the Republican received 48% of the votes, and Robin Vining received 138 more than that.
I don't think that we are as polarized as we think we are, that Democrats live in one area and Republicans live in another one area. I think that people vote for both parties.